From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House says new unemployment numbers show the economy is moving in the right direction, just not fast enough. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more on the September jobs report, the last before midterm elections.
The private sector added so few jobs last month that, combined with government layoffs, the unemployment rate stayed stuck at 9.6%. That means unemployment has been above 9.5% for 14 months now, the longest stretch since the 1930s.
Everybody knows this hole's the deepest since 1929, and I think that just confirms what people knew.
Austin Goolsbee is the new chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
All you can do is start at the bottom and work your way out, and he clearly came in at the bottom, and we're just trying to slowly work our way out of this. It will succeed.
Republicans called this report evidence that President Obama's economic policies have failed. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The announcement by National Security Advisor James Jones he is leaving marks the second major high-level staff shakeup at the White House in as many weeks. The retired general saying today he will be making way for Tom Donilon, a close aide who he says will work with the president on national security issues going forward.
Tom and I got together just shortly before the inauguration, and we scratched out a vision for how we might best help the 44th president of the United States in fulfilling his demanding duties with regard to national security. We did it on a piece of paper, not far from here.
Donilon has a strong relationship with President Obama and was among those said to have urged the president to resist Pentagon request for a larger troop increase to combat the Taliban last year. Intelligence officials in Pakistan are crediting two U.S. missile strikes with killing 9 suspected insurgents in northwest Pakistan near the Afghan border. Officials say the first strike in the town of Mohammed Kail killed 4 people. The second attack in another town killed 5 people. That area of North Waziristan where the attacks took place is believed to be controlled by militants and foreign fighters. Bank of America has become the first national mortgage lender to announce it's halting foreclosures nationwide. As Scott Graff of member station WFAE in Charlotte reports, the announcement affects borrowers in all 50 states.
Previously, the bank, along with several other national lenders, had stopped foreclosures in 23 states. Bank of America says a moratorium will last until it completes a full assessment of its foreclosure process. The Charlotte Bank, as well as others such as Ally Financial and J.P. Morgan Chase, have been under pressure to stop foreclosures so federal investigators can look into the practice of robo-signing. That's when employees sign document after document without taking the time to read them. Several members of Congress have called for a nationwide moratorium on home foreclosures so authorities can investigate. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
Blue chip stocks pierced the psychologically important 11,000 level today. The Dow is up 57 points to end the week at 11,006. This is NPR. Ahead of this weekend's meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank in Washington, the head of the IMF is calling on countries and global finance ministers to stop trying to manipulate their currencies to obtain economic advantage. IMF Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn saying instead countries should work together at a time the global economy is still trying to emerge from the worst recession since World War II. Strauss-Kahn said what he sees as a growing squabble between countries over currency manipulation poses a threat to the economic recovery. A Russian rocket has blasted off. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, the U.S.-Russian crew is now headed for the International Space Station.
Russia's Alexander Kolary and Oleg Skripochka, along with American Scott Kelly, are expected to reach the orbiting laboratory on Sunday, when they'll begin their 5-month mission. The crew will be joining 3 other members at the ISS. The facility celebrates its 10th anniversary next month. It consists of 10 modules built by the United States, Russia, Canada, Japan, and the 18-nation European Space Agency. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Pharmaceutical maker Abbott Labs now says it is withdrawing its diet pill Meridia in both the U.S. and Canada. The decision by the company to pull the drug comes almost a year after studies showed a link between the drug and a risk of heart attack or stroke in patients with a history of heart problems. Meridia has been available for more than a decade. Abbott says its decision to pull the drug was made at the request of the Food and Drug Administration. Abbott, in making the announcement, said it will withdraw the medication even though it still thinks the drug is safe. European regulators ordered Meridia to be taken off the market back in January. It was first approved for use in 1997. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.